This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And thank you for spreading the word. It's second nature to us, is it not, that, your car is almost on E. We pull into a gas station to fill up. We trust most gas stations. Right. We don't stop and think that, something there. We're just, it's a natural thing. You need gas. You pull in. And we have a lot of, sense of security about pulling into any gas stations. We whip out our credit card. The last thing on our mind is identity theft, unless it's happened to you. Now, this is the newest craze in criminal activity. Credit card skimmers. We know that they've been around and they continue to grow. But, dealing with credit card skimmers, and it seems to be that gas stations are their choice locations and what they target most. Now, credit card skimmers have taken over the world in a whirlwind. On a daily basis, at least two or three gas stations are busted for having them. Now, how can we be sure that we're safe without having to exclusively use cash? Well, Heather Wagenhall is back with us, certified identity theft risk management specialist, and she's got some top tips to help us be protected from identity theft. Heather, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
Oh, it's great to be back, but I wish it was under better circumstances, although if we can warn your listeners to protect themselves better, then it's all worthwhile.
Well, yeah, that's what this is all about. You are such a blessing because you have had your finger on the pulse of identity theft. So what are the concerns with using credit cards exclusively?
Well, I'm a credit card exclusively kind of person just because it's more convenient. And as a woman, I feel safer. Mm-hmm. It's a false sense of security, truly. But the challenge, with credit cards is that all of these people that, back in the day before we had all of this technology, they were the door-to-door salesmen that were taking and scamming you. But now, with the advent of technology, those door-to-door salesmen can go everywhere and directly into your wallet without your permission. So what we have to do is really be focused on where our vulnerabilities are, because you can successfully live with credit cards and not be a victim, or at least mitigate the risk of being a victim. And
exactly,
that's the critical piece.
Well, that's what we want to know. And, of course, we're constantly bombarded with credit card companies, with the rebates and special rewards that you get from using your credit card. So we are incentivized to use our credit cards more often. I find myself, Heather, that whenever I use cash, I part of me thinks, oh, gosh, I'm leaving money on the table here.
So, my points or my cash back.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I blame it on my wife because I didn't usually pay attention to that, but she's been a real fanatic about it. Bless her heart. I appreciate that about her. I remember when we first got married, she was really excited to, come home and say, gosh, all these coupons I cut out, here's all this money we saved. And, I had to really force myself to be interested in that because I knew that that was rewarding for her. But it wasn't until later on, when things got a little bit tight, I started going, where's the coupons here?
All of a sudden you're like, well, there might be something to this saving.
Exactly. Exactly. So, as you say, credit card companies are promoting. So what can we do to protect ourselves? We're going to go, just heads up here, Heather, real quick. We're going to take a 60-second break, and then we're going to pick up. But real quick, we got about 30 seconds, so go ahead and answer that. If we need to pick it up on the other side, we'll do that, okay?
Well, we'll definitely pick it up on the other side. But there are some techniques that we as individuals can use that'll help protect ourselves against identity theft, frauds, and scams, and we can do it simply and every day.
I'll tell you, we're so fortunate to have Heather with us. She's a 10-degree black belt in identity theft, you know, in terms of protecting us. So we're fortunate to have her with us. And we'll pick it up. Just give us 60 seconds here, okay? And we'll be back with Heather Wegenhall, Certified Identity Theft Risk Management Specialist, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live.
It's all about here at Bill Martinez Live. We appreciate you joining in on the good fight. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with Heather Wegenhals. I guess as long as you have money, there's going to be those people around because this has been a part of the history of mankind. There's going to be people that want to take it from you. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, as Heather had pointed out earlier, with the rise of technology, you know, you get these bad people that, you know, have found new ways and inventive ways to, you know, take the money out of your wallet. And, you know, it seems, you know, kind of, you know, somewhat in a sense for them, it's an easy act. I mean, these credit card skimmers, I mean, they're not having to come and face you face to face with a gun, right? Or with a mask, right, Heather? I mean, they do this credit card skimmer. Maybe you might explain to our audience what these credit card skimmers are about.
Yeah, you know, it's the technological pickpocket. They don't have to pull the gun and strong pickpocket.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that we could do. So, and I feel really bad for business owners because they're the ones that are getting in trouble for this, and they're not the ones that are doing this. It's these scammers that are out there that are trying to get something for nothing. And the way we can do it is just to be a little bit more aware, create a level of awareness. Don't be yapping on the ATM or when you're paying at the gas pump. And actually look at that ATM or credit card swiping machine. If there is a difference in the color of plastics on the facade, because people go and with 3D printers can print a new facade and install it, and it looks like a regular ATM or it looks like a regular gas pump, but it's not. And you're actually sliding through their device before you purchase, and that's how they're capturing your number. So sometimes these things are just put up with double-sided tape because they don't have time to really make a hard installation.
Right.
So look for that plastic that seems to be loose on there.
Right.
When you do put in your card, cover up your hand that you're typing in your PIN numbers with. That's another way to protect you because somewhere there is a camera mounted watching you type in your number so they can capture that data as well.
That's amazing.
There may also be a second faceplate over the keys that's capturing your data.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to take and look at this. But they're getting it better now. So now they have them that if you ever remember when you first were issued debit cards, they had these sleeves around them, these little fiber, you know, sleeves. These skimmers now can be inserted into the machine and pushed in as a sleeve. And so they're very, very thin metal, and they read the actual chip. So now that they can generate that unique code and not just have to worry about the numbers that you're sliding in.
Exactly. It's as if the chip has made it easier for these characters. And, you know, to your point in all this, the installation of these skimmers, I mean, I've seen them do it. I mean, this is done in seconds.
Yeah, and it's a double-sized thing. So, you know, in the heat and the weather changes, they get loose. They fall off. So that's a big thing. If you are going to a gas station, go inside to pay, where you're dealing with the machine directly. It's the terminal for the store itself. You don't have to rely on this. Sometimes that causes us to rearrange our lives, especially if we're running late in the morning. And so fill up when you have time on your way home. Yes, you're already tired. Yes, you've got screaming kids that want to be fed. But it's the best way to protect yourself to walk in and fill up this. You're not rushed, so you have the time to walk inside the store and make that transaction. If there's people hanging around in an ATM, that's another place where you need to be paying attention. Don't even go for it. Somebody may try to distract you. They might be looking over your shoulder. They could be recording you from a smartphone, getting your data. The key, you know, that PIN number is extremely critical. When they swipe that card number, with that and the PIN, they can access your cash directly. And that's why credit cards make a better choice than debit cards, because once the money's gone from your account, you have to fight to get it back.
That's right.
At least with a credit card, you have consumer protections that give you the option to dispute that without having to pay for it. You're not obligated at that point.
Well, Heather, you've given us a couple of good points here. Make sure that if we have to use an outside terminal, that we first of all be situationally aware of, you know, does it look like it has integrity, that it's not, you know, you don't see some piece of double-sided tape kind of hanging from the edge or maybe a wire loose or something. This might be an alarm. And I'm sure even if you go in, and it seems to be that the gas stations are the target of choice by these people, right?
Well, because the attendant can be distracted in the middle of the night, or some people leave their pumps on, but there's no attendant, you know? So, you know, it makes it convenient for sure that we can go get our gas real quick, but it also makes us vulnerable. And for more great resources, all you have to do is visit my website dedicated to preventing identity theft, frauds, and scams, and that's moneycreditandyou.com.
Well, good. Well, Heather, so be situationally aware. When you go to use your card, if you're using an outside terminal, make sure that you are hiding your numbers, that you're not leaving yourself open to somebody, you know, imagine them, the camera's there, and if you give them, you know, full access to see the numbers that you're pushing in, then you're leaving yourself vulnerable. You also say that, you know, probably the best option is to go inside, pay inside. And, of course, this is counterproductive for us because we're so convenient-oriented, and we like being able, I mean, it took us a little while to adapt to paying, you know, using these terminals. But, boy, this has become a way of life, almost to the point that you can't ever imagine when we didn't do it. And when we have to go inside and pay inside, that's it's counterintuitive for this.
I mean, who would have thought that microwave is not fast enough?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I know.
You know, so that's our challenge. You know, and another thing, it's not just limited to this. You know, restaurants, follow your card to the register because, you know, would-be scammers will hoodwink servers that want to make extra cash, and they can just swipe. They can have the controller in their apron or pocket, and they can swipe your card before they process your transactions. So follow your cards up at restaurants.
Yeah, and this is a tough thing, especially when you're traveling and you're, you know, using a restaurant that you really don't know the people. You're one and done kind of thing. And boy, it just with each new opportunity, the risk continues to increase, does it not?
Yeah, but make no mistake, most of your vulnerabilities lie where you live because your guard is down. Where you're most familiar is likely where you're most vulnerable.
Interesting, yeah. So what other things? We got about a minute left. What other things should we be mindful of?
Well, the key here in all of this technology maze that we get hung up in is we forget what I talk about on my TV show, UnlockYourWealthToday.com, mm-hmm. for those that are interested. And we do a biology-based approach to success. So before we get into any situation, we are already having some sort of physiological response to it. So whether it's fear or pleasure or anger, and we just have to really be situationally aware, like you said earlier, and be aware of where we are physiologically. Because if we are experiencing extreme emotion, we're going to make ineffective decisions.
Right.
We're not going to be hyper-vigilant, and
good
that's
point.
What makes us vulnerable.
Exactly. Heather Wagenhall has been with us. Certified Identity Theft Risk Management Specialist. Heather, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Make it a prosperous day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. he could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
You have no idea how much trouble that gets me in speaking, you know, French and Russian. It can really confuse things. But, you know, hey, it's if nothing else, it's a good conversation starter. Like, what are you talking about? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Parna Mathur joins us now. It's been a while since we've had the honor of having her on the show, and it's always good to be talking to her. Parna is a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, and we want to talk about the July job numbers. Parna, good to be talking to you again. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to be back on.
Well, good. Well, the U.S. economy added 157,000 jobs in July. Unemployment fell below 4%. These are all good indicators, right?
Yeah, these are all good indicators. And in fact, so it's been sustained job growth over the last several years, in fact. And we're also seeing, I think, on the positive side, the unemployment rate come down to below 4%, which I think is a huge, huge thing. And this is not just in the headline numbers, as I said, it's also in when you dig deeper into the report and you look at things like involuntary part-time work, you know, the number of discouraged workers, long-term unemployed, like all of those, you know, variables are trending in the right direction. So it does seem to be an economy that's doing really well. Of course, the big puzzle is still the wage growth.
Right, exactly. Well, when you talk about the wage growth, let's bring that out and unfold that for us.
Right. I mean, it's been really a puzzle, I think, for economists to try to explain why we're not seeing the spurt in wages that we would expect given the tightening in the labor market. Mm-hmm. And there are several sort of interesting explanations. You know, some of that has to do with sort of the slack in the labor market. As I said, we have come down, reduced the number of involuntary part-time workers looking for full-time jobs, but there are still, you know, quite a few million out there who are still in that situation. And that means that employers can feel that, you know, there are workers out there who are willing to work for a lower wage or, you know, they don't have to raise wages.
Mm-hmm.
Some other explanations are that we have all these older workers who were actually well paid, who had decent jobs, had high paying jobs, who are now retiring. And the people who are getting jobs are younger workers or workers who've been on the sidelines over the past several years. Mm-hmm. And so, again, they're willing to work for a lower wage. I think that, you know, it's a mix of factors. I think it's also true that there are certain industries and sectors and certain kinds of workers who are experiencing wage growth, high nominal wages, and there are others who are not. So it's really about, you know, the average or the median that you're looking at, and that hasn't budged a whole lot. But if these trends continue, you know, I'm pretty sure the nominal wage growth numbers will be much, much higher going forward.
Well, Parna, I think, you know, like anything, it takes a while. It's a little bit of a process. I mean, we're coming out of an extreme malaise here for the last 10 years at least, where, you know, labor has been pushed down. I mean, now we're at a point where we got more jobs than people. I think the opportunity is there for people to upgrade, but it takes a little bit of courage to go in and say, okay, well, you know, here's the bird in the hand versus two in the bush. Am I willing to take that risk? I mean, I'm just starting to get my feet back on the ground, even though this isn't paying me what I think I should be paid right now, but I'm not willing to risk it. So you've got a little bit of that dynamic taking place, do you not?
That's exactly right. And, you know, what is interesting is, of course, people are finding jobs. I think that's a huge, huge positive. So before we, you know, even go down the road of what's happening to wage growth, I think it's huge that we're, you know, finally in a situation where almost everybody who wants to find a job is able to find one. And, you know, employers are hiring actively. And yes, there will be some nervousness, as you said, about switching and trying to obtain a better job and a higher paying job simply because of just, you know, the situation hasn't been great over the previous few years. Mm-hmm. And I think what's interesting to me is also the employer response. So, we now have all these interesting reports coming out saying that employers are, even actively hiring workers who don't hold a high school diploma. So, you know, these are workers who are 25 years old or older, and their unemployment rate is down to 5%. So I think that's a huge thing.
That is huge.
Employers are trying to, you know, reach out to demographics that they haven't traditionally tried to reach out to. We're seeing that also with employers reaching out to sort of disabled workers and saying, okay, you know, we're going to sort of make accommodations, get them back into the workforce. So I think that's all positive, and I think at some point, you know, the wage growth will kick in, but I think we should feel fairly optimistic about the economy right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, as experience has taught us, Aparna, is that cream rises. If you go and you put in an honest day's work, you're going to be acknowledged. And this seems to be the case. And I would think that with the market being what it is right now, businesses, to your point, are realizing that their best asset, their most critical asset, is their human resources, and they have to protect that. So they've got to do right by them. I think this is why when, you know, we got a major tax cut, I know some people said, well, you know, these ornery and greedy business owners, they're going to hold that money to themselves. Well, it was quite a shock to some when they saw that, you know, bonuses were being paid out. People were, you know, getting an increase in their hourly wage and all this. So that was a positive sign. And this is what a robust economy brings you. It brings you that opportunity, because if business owners are enthused about the prospect of their business and they're realizing returns, then they're going to be more likely to share, you know, to share that wealth and share that gain with their employees, because, you know, with the options now abounding where there's more jobs than people, well, then you're going to have some movement. You're going to have people that are going to upgrade. And if they're not being respected in that job, they're going to go someplace else where they are more respected.
Exactly. And I think you bring up a great point about, you know, how should we expect the tax cut to play out? I mean, I'm one of those who believes strongly that corporate tax reform is good for the U.S. economy. And yes, in the long run, you know, it will lead to higher wages for American workers. And we are seeing some of that. You know, we are seeing more optimism on the business side. We're seeing employers sort of talking about, you know, bringing investments back into the U.S. and repatriating, you know, money that would ordinarily have been stored overseas and trying to get that back into the U.S. economy. I think that will play out over time. I do think we're going to see, you know, wage gains going forward for American workers as a result of that. And some of that is starting to show up, as you said, in bonuses. Again, you know, that's a very, very short-term impact. Mm-hmm. And what the, you know, what we economists want to look for is really the long-term sustainable impacts. You know, what happens to investment when, as a result of the tax cuts? What happens to, you know, worker productivity? What happens to wages? So I'm very, you know, hopeful that all of that will eventually translate to the higher wage growth as well. But in the meantime, yes, you know, we are seeing an economy where a lot more people are, you know, going to start bargaining for higher wages as they realize that jobs are, you know, available and they are the limited resource, unlike what we saw in the recession where, you know, there were fewer jobs and more people looking for them.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I do think good things are coming.
I'm with you on this. And, of course, the announcement with our GDP of 4.1, you know, all the brain trust economists said that the new normal is 2%. Some of us were very optimistic and thought, look, if we could unleash this, I said it was pent up, you know, productivity. And if that could be unleashed, our economy would be robust once again. And that, you know, the days of not even realizing a 3% GDP for an entire year would be behind us. And that we could potentially look at 5-6% GDP. I think it's really exciting. And what gets me more excited about this, Aparna, is that how it translates to the individual worker, that they are happier, they're making more money, providing for their families. I think as you say, in time, we're going to realize the benefits of a robust economy.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, I think the strong GDP in this quarter is a hugely positive sign. We have to do enough to sustain it quarter to quarter so we can start seeing those annual, you know, numbers going up as well.
Exactly.
But you're absolutely right. We're seeing that in consumer spending, too.
Well, Aparna Mathur, as always, we appreciate you being with us. She's with the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you, Aparna.
Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your veterans tip of the day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a veteran Philadelphia cop shot early today while attempting to serve a warrant at a home in the Germantown section of that city. He's listed in critical condition. However, the police commissioner, Richard Ross, says he believes the officer is expected to survive. Two people inside the home, a man and a woman, were injured. They're also hospitalized in critical condition. After President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, America Today is set to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Former independent U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman says he applauds President Trump.
For getting us out of the agreement, there was a 90-day winding down period to Monday, August 6th. This is the day that half the sanctions go back on, and hopefully that'll bring the Iranians back to the negotiating table.
That from Fox News, this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my head is free. Open your heart, make my soul sing. Forever you are holy, my feet there. Cheer me up, every beat is calling. Every beat is calling on your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the Americans, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Scott McEwen joins us now. Scott is the co-author of the number one New York Times best-selling American Sniper, teamed up with writer Hoff Williams for a fast-paced young adult thriller that is going to entertain even the pickiest of readers. His new book is Camp Valor. We're going to be talking about that. Let's bring Scott on now. Scott, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, congratulations on the book. Let's talk about the idea behind it and how Camp Valor came about.
You know, the idea behind it was really that I didn't see anything in this space, this young adult space, that had a self-reliant, patriotic message that that I felt could contribute to our youth and to, you know, the young adult audience that is enjoying it, and I felt like it was time that something was written that really reflected, you know, a love of country at a younger age and kind of service to country and things of that nature, and teamed up with Hop. And I'm telling you, it's really made an impact in a good way. That you know, we've seen some amazing reaction from the public, and it jumped up from wherever to number 33 out of 8 million books on Amazon.
Wow, that's incredible. Congratulations. Scott, for people that understand the psyche of young men today, young adults, this has been missing, that idea of adventure, that idea of, you can call it adventure, you can call it combat. That's in our wiring, and this book goes right to the heart of this.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, and it's kind of funny because it's been picked up by some people on the left as being, you know, somewhat in that vein of toxic masculinity, which is their new term for boys acting like boys, in my opinion. And so, you know, I'm more than happy that it has had that reaction with them, because I feel this concept that boys, you know, can't be adventurous, can't, you know, compete for a trophy that's a real trophy, can't, you know, physically and athletically, you know, perform and win, that I think that really degrades our society and degrades, you know, our males in the society. And I think that this book really speaks to, it's okay to be a boy. It's okay to have a skill set. It's okay to understand what it is to fish, to hunt, to swim, to shoot, to do those things that all of us growing up, or at least myself growing up, really aspired to do. And I think that we've lost that, unfortunately, in this newest generational look, if you will, that we're getting from the left. And I really wanted to speak to that. And it's doing that, I think, pretty well.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing this, and that's kind of an understatement. There's a stronger word that I could use about your book, Camp Valor, and the blessing that it is for these young men, because they're reading it and going, that's the way I thought it should be. I've been told, I've been conditioned, you know, most of my life by educators and, you know, by, you know, you could say feminists, but that prevailing voice right now that is overtaken. It's always, it was like I was speaking with an expert who wrote the boy crisis, and he, you know, for 3 years was working for Now. He was the head of Now out of New York, and realized that. You know, and he had daughters. So it sounded at the very beginning like, hey, all this new movement made sense, until he realized, well, but who were his daughters going to marry? You know, what was left behind at what cost? You know, it's like you got all these emasculated young boys that, are less than what they could be. And this is going to be their husbands. This is what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that that effect is really is more real than what people want to realize, Bill. And I think that it really does exist, that, you know, they're trying to, you know, to basically all behavior that is not within the form that they want it to be, it needs to be drugged. I mean, needs to be given Ritalin or something else, you know. And
exactly.
It's like, you know, boys need to be boys. And I think that a lot of these, you know, and I'll go further than that, Bill. I will say that a lot of these young men that we see doing these terrible acts in schools and things of this nature, you know, these shootings and things of that nature, are because they don't have a male figure in their life. Almost all of them, to a person, never had a male figure in their life to teach them what it is to be a man. And number two, they're all on psychotropic drugs.
Exactly.
Which is another thing I think we see as a real epidemic in our society. And this book is the exact opposite. Camp Valor says, it's okay to get outside. It's okay to be a young man. It's okay to do these things. And you know what? I think that our society is somewhat sickened by the fact that has not been the prevailing attitude in the recent past.
Scott, interesting that the scars that you and I grew up with that were on the outside, these boys now have been conditioned, and the scarring that would have normally happened on the outside is now taking place inside, don't you think?
I agree 100%. I think that, you know, that this whole inability, and look, we have to face the fact that we have a real problem in our society, and the problem is not the way our society used to be. It is the way these young men are now being, you know, raised and conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'll take it one step further too, because the book, the anti-hero in the book, Camp Valor, is a video an interior guy by the name of Glowworm who turns white because all he does is sit and play video games all day and never gets out, never does anything. And as a result of that, the evil character, you know, controls and manipulates across the world in the dark net. And that's the evil character in Camp Valor. And there's a reason why we put that as the evil character, because that's another thing that I think is that this reliance that we have, you know, amongst our younger generation, not just boys, but girls as well, on these video games and on these crazy things on the internet that we see going on now, does nothing but harm to our society and to them.
Well, if you are what you read, why would you not be what it is that you see? And if you're committing 10 hours, I mean, I can't even imagine this, Scott. 10 hours a day is what these kids are in front of these screens, you know, and go, okay, what dividend is that, you know, paying? Is that going to help you with your future unless you have, you know, you end up probably having to be maybe 1% of the population that goes into video designing? But what's the redemption in these games?
I agree 100%. And I think they're teaching things, they're desensitizing our youth to the reality that is out there. You know what? You know, and like you say, the scars on the inside versus the scars on the outside, Bill. You know, when you play with fire, you know, around a fire pit or whatever else, you learn that if you pick up a hot stick, it will burn you.
Exactly.
And, you know, and if you also learn that if you do the wrong thing, you know, in the outdoors, you know, that there's danger to yourself and you can get scars as a result of it. But these video games, you know, teach these attitudes, teach this attitude towards weapons, towards guns, towards life, towards death, that I think is completely unreal. And I think that is taken, I really believe it's taken to an extreme with certain people that have these psychotropic drugs or whatever else. Mm-hmm. And I think that also contributes to some of these issues that we have in our society.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, we go back to, you know, it's wake up time for the young men, because, again, what they're fighting is their natural instinct to also find love and to find the right woman. Well, you know, the right woman is not going to be gravitated to you when you have indoctrinated yourself with all these debasing concepts toward women. I mean, it's kind of ironic with all this stuff that is taking place, because, you know, you've got the, you know, emasculation of young males taking place. And then they send them off to these video games happily that debase women. And, you know, it's like they're creating all these monsters, and all for the sake of feminism, so that feminism can, you know, plant a flag on top of the hill and say we have done it at the expense of the future husbands and the men of America that need to stand there to protect the women and protect their families.
I agree. 100%. I think it's true.
Well, Scott, you know, we've got to go to break here, and I appreciate you, you know, being on the show here to talk about Camp Valor, Scott McEwen, and we're going to go deeper into the book when we come back here, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're getting the philosophical background of where we are. It goes head-to-head with the current culture. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance
insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to bill@billmartinezlive.com.
Lord, I will run to you. You are my
Maybe 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, you've heard me talk often about songs and stories for soldiers. The foundation that helps veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. Some 22 of our vets are committing suicide every day. That is just absolutely heartbreaking. And this is why, as a radio show, we got behind Songs and Stories for Soldiers 110%. But the good news is that our efforts have expanded so rapidly that we need your help. And I want to thank many of you who have gone to our website at BillMartinezLive.com and clicked on the dog tags in the upper right-hand corner to donate. Boy, I'll tell you, that is such a huge encouragement for all of us. And you can also go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us to donate as well. What we've been doing is giving out thousands of MP3 players. We just give them out to our vets suffering from PTSD, and we're told that this is saving lives. It's absolutely making a difference. On these MP3s are preloaded books on tape. There's music there, and it has been a blessing for them, and one that we have been proud to participate in. Just to give you an idea, for $10 you can buy an MP3 player that hopefully saves a veteran's life. I thank you for joining in and getting behind this effort. We appreciate your donation, whatever the size. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us or at our website, billmartinezlive.com. It'll be obvious how you can donate, and we thank you in advance. I like what Rob O'Neill, former former senior chief, U.S. Navy SEAL, New York Times bestselling author. He's been on our show many times. Says about Camp Valor, he says it nails down today's dangerous darknet world on so many levels. Teaching our kids a defensive skill set to live in today's threat environment is not only smart, it may well be crucial to their very survival. Gritty, real, and raw. Scott McEwen once again takes his characters to places others are unwilling or unable to venture. Read it and then give it to your kids to read. That's Rob O'Neill's recommendation about Camp Valor. Scott, the response to the book, obviously it has hit a nerve here. It is something that's answering a need. As you say, it's turning that whole YA, the young adult reader, on its head, because it's like, whoa, where did this come from? We needed this, you know, long ago, and this is, you know, in a sense for some, an answer to prayer.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to think that it does have a strong message, and I really appreciate Rob writing that review as well, because he's the real deal. Mm-hmm. And you know, obviously an unbelievable patriot. And you know, and I love that reaction. And you know, Bill, I just sent you a note from a mother, and you know, and I love this note. It was a review that she sent back to me. It was a private message that she sent to me on Facebook. But I just want to say it real quick, because this is really, as a writer, when you feel like you've hit the right message, and mm-hmm. this is a quote from her. I have to tell you how much my 13-year-old son enjoyed reading Camp Valor. I've been trying all summer to get him lost in a good book. I saw your interview on Fox News and ordered the book right away. He couldn't put it down. He plans on reading it again. He would like to know when your next book is coming out. We hope it is one of a series. Thank you for writing a great read. And that's really what it's about. I mean, mm-hmm. I really appreciate that from people writing that, because I want kids to not only, you know, boys, but girls, there's some strong female characters in this book as well for a reason, right. You know, to really feel like they can get themselves back into reading. Because I think, you know, Bill, one of the things that we've lost in this generation is, you know, when we were growing up, I loved the Hardy Boys adventures. I loved Johnny Quest. I loved, right. You know, Nancy Drew mysteries. I loved these books, you know, to kind of get my mind going into a different world. But we really don't see that now. We see the video games and these other things that we talk about being the entertainment that our kids turn to, and many times it's not the right message. And you know, and I like the fact that this is kind of turning kids into wanting to read again, and Camp Valor really is about that. It's about, you know, a world that you create, that you can get into in a reading sense, that I think is, you know, something that we, unfortunately, our schools don't encourage the right message, I think, many times, particularly here in California where I live. I know what these schools encourage.
Exactly.
It's not the right message that I have for my kids.
Yeah, I was born and raised in California, and I know very well the disease that's permeated that state, sadly. But it's not just relegated to the state. I mean, it is a force that has invaded our culture, and it's done a lot of damage to our young men. And I can imagine, you know, for you, Scott, Camp Valor is that, you know, that hug for these young boys that have been missing, you know, maybe in their lives. And it's not to say that their parents have been missing some, but some of this stuff has been that it's been dumbed down and muted in such a way that you just want to come alongside these young men and give them a hug and say, it's okay to be a man. In fact, you know what?
Yeah.
I need you to be a man, you know?
Yeah, and I think us as a society, I just wrote an op-ed, you know, that was published in the Daily Caller, and that really was, that was about, is that in the West, we are dumbing down and really kind of emasculating our men to the point where, who is going to defend the next generation?
Exactly.
I mean, who is going to be the person that stands up and defends this country? Because let me tell you something, there's a lot of people want what we got, and they're willing to use violence to get it. And I'm not saying that we need to teach violence to our children, but we sure as heck don't need to teach an attitude where you're going to back down to everybody that comes up and says, you know, I'm going to take that from you.
Well, and that's what we need. A little bit of adversity has not been harmful. You know, Chuck Swindoll many years ago wrote a book about living on the you know, the ragged edge. And part of the premise of that book was that if you look at animals that are in the zoo, they lose their hunting instinct because the food is brought to them. And there's a lot to be lost when we're just caged and become entitled and everything is given to us as opposed to doing what nature calls us to do. And in this particular case, for young men, it's for them to be adventurous, to want to protect their families, to take a bullet for them. And even as messed up as things are, Scott, a lot of young men are willing to do that. I mean, we've seen that, as you mentioned, on some of these college and high school camp, even high school, where you had young men taking bullets for their, you know, fellow students. I mean, where does that come from? In the midst of this messed up culture that we live in, where does that attitude of running to danger come from, as opposed to just, you know, falling down in a fetal position waiting for somebody to give you a performance trophy?
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I'm telling you, one of the things that I really appreciate writing about in my nonfiction work, obviously in American Sniper and American mm-hmm. Commander and books like that, is writing about men like Chris Kyle or Ryan Zinke, or, you know, that are willing to take and willing to answer the call.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of times we see, you know, over the last 8 years, you know, I'm not going to get too political, but I'll tell you this right now. We saw a lot of this country and the people that really, you know, stood for this country run down the military, run down, you know, the police, run down, you know, our border patrol, all these things that we've seen coming from the left-wing press, you know, that really were the defenders of the nation. They're the only ones that were drawing the line and holding the line for this country. And, you know, I felt it was really unfortunate and unfair that these attacks were taking place on these groups. And, you know, I was very happy, for example, to see the success of American Sniper, because it really was I felt a diametric change to that whole attitude. And the thing that I was most proud of, even though we lost Chris and everything else, yeah. And I know Chris was most proud of, was the fact that it's okay to love this country. It's okay to stand up and say, I care about this country. And I think, you know, we lost a lot of that vein, and this was one of the few stories that Hollywood was able to actually tell, honestly, thanks to some people like Clint Eastwood,
right,
that came back with that attitude, like, you know, no, it's okay to be that person that stands for this country, and you know what? We should respect those people.
Well, you know, and part of the challenge that we face in this country today is that in having an all-volunteer force, you know, a lot of young men and women as well who want to serve the country miss out on that opportunity because, you know, we're down to maybe 1% of the population defending the country. Well, you know that once you've taken that oath of office and you've gone through the training and you've participated in the military, your whole psychology and your appreciation for the exceptionalism of this country just grows exponentially. This is why when you go to, if you go to a football game or a sporting event, that it grieves you when people disrespect the flag. And this is something that people who have not been on the battlefield or even trained to it, whether or not they actually got it, because, you know, we're talking even, you know, Americans who go in a battlefield situation. I mean, you're talking about such a small fraction of people that participate in the military. But nonetheless, if you have served, you have a heightened appreciation for patriotism and the red, white, and blue. And this is something that, people who, because of their giftings and talents, who end up on a football field and paid lots of money, just are disconnected from. They really don't appreciate. And I'm not saying that, you know, whole cloth right across the board. There are some athletes who do understand. They've had parents who have served in the military, and they get it. But there is that movement today that says that, it's okay to disrespect the flag, but they do not understand why people are not watching their football games and they're not, you know, buying tickets anymore.
Exactly. They've lost it. And you know what? I like to know the fact. And, and one thing I will say that heartens me, Bill, is, you know, Donald Trump was elected for a reason. Like him, hate him, whatever you want to say. I don't care what side of political fields are on. The bottom line is he was elected because there was enough of us that had enough to say, we're going to take our
kids. Exactly. Well, Scott, we got to leave it right there. Cam Ballard, get your hands on the book for you and your kids.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com. Broadcast.